Well, world economies are facing a myriad of challenges, including high inflation, geopolitics, slow growing economies, and instability. This, some analysts expect to result into a great cycle of capital expenditure around the world as many leading economies try to stay afloat. I'm joined now by Daniel Morgan, analyst at 91. Daniel, what would you explain is capital supercycles or CAPEX supercycle?
Hi there. Yes. Well, I mean, I think the context for understanding our analysis here is to think back about how companies have invested, particularly in developed markets over recent decades. So if you think back probably over the last 30 years or so, developed economies have been investing less and less in physical things, in factories, in machinery, in infrastructure. They've been investing more and more in intangible things, in what's called intellectual property. So in primarily software, but, you know, research in areas like healthcare and in the media and all these areas. And it seems to us that we're now coming to the end of this trend. And as we look ahead, we see some really major structural forces which are going to require companies and economies to start investing back into physical assets. So I guess in this CapEx supercycle that we're looking ahead to, we see five major structural forces at play. So I can run you through those quickly, and we can talk about them in more detail. But the five kind of headline areas are: the first is the energy transition. So, you know, clearly a major investment requirement in power generation and electrification across global economies. The second is the remaking of global supply chains. The third is defense spending. We are living in a more dangerous world today than we were, unfortunately. The fourth is really, well, we call it AI and robotics, but it's about the interaction of technological advances and demographic change. And then the fifth kind of mega trend here is public infrastructure. We need to upgrade our public infrastructure in developed economies and upgrade it in emerging economies. And these five trends, we think, combine to create this CapEx supercycle.
There's been about six significant CapEx cycles since the 1940s. How different is this particular cycle we're about to go into, and what does it mean for investors?
Yes, so I think this cycle is somewhat unique in sort of the combination of these really major structural forces all coming together at the same time. I think in prior cycles, you've maybe had more concentrated reasons for companies to invest. But we see this really broad-based investment requirement around the world. And I think to us, it implies that investors have to look for a broader opportunity set than we've become used to. You know, in this period of investment in intellectual property, the really big opportunities for investors have been in sort of asset-light companies, in companies exposed to the growth of the internet and software and largely the US. And we think that this supercycle sees those investment opportunities broaden out. So it includes all the regions of the global economy, you know, including emerging markets. And it includes some of those areas where investors perhaps haven't made such good returns over recent history, but we think there are big opportunities emerging across the resources sector, the industrial sector, utilities. So, you know, really a much broader opportunity set, we think, to take advantage of this CapEx supercycle.
Daniel Morgan, thank you so much for unpacking that. The analyst at 91, Bloomberg forecasts investment spending will reach between $2 trillion US dollars to about $4.5 trillion US dollars as economies try to get back on their feet after such a tough time after the Russia-Ukraine war.